working together to try to get our young people involved in agriculture. I'm Keith Wunberg with your Farm News Update. While attending the Minnesota Ag Expo in Mankato, Minnesota, I caught up with Joe Servus. He is with the Minnesota Soybean Association, and we talked just about that, getting youth involved in agriculture.
Joe, always nice to catch up with you. Good familiar face from around the Redwood Falls, Minnesota area. You're
very correct.
And you spend a lot of time talking about the importance of getting our young people involved in agriculture through leadership programs, correct?
Correct. You know, I work with the FFA a little bit in the winter here, judging some, projects that they have. I work with the 4-H, and presently I work with a little bit of Minnesota Ag in the classroom. And when you really kind of stack them together, kind of merge them together, we're just trying to make sure that the youth, you know, in rural America know that there is a true opportunity for a future there. We've all had the experience, good experience of being here in rural, and we will want to make sure that they know that there is a place for them if they want to come home.
Absolutely, and tying that all in with the Minnesota Soybean Research Promotion Council, the growers, I mean, all of us, Joe, working together, right?
Absolutely. You know, we've been, you know, us and corn, we've worked with, you know, for example, the Raven Project at South Dakota, Brookings. We've worked with, marketing building up at North Dakota at Fargo, you know, and with that, we've tried to start something here. It's been a couple years now. It's called the Young and Emerging Farmer, and we have an application process. We bring in 25-30 young farmers from across the state, and we just try to give them a snapshot of working together.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Wunberg.